This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalms 53 through 55. The fool says, "There is no God. The Lord upholds my life. My heart is in anguish, but it is you." And cast your burden on the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your 15-minute daily verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Amen. Christ has appeared to us.
Isaiah chapter 43. Bring out the people who are blind yet have eyes, who are deaf yet have ears. All the nations gather together and the peoples assemble. Who among them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to prove them right, and let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you are known and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed, when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. Also henceforth I am he. There is none who can deliver from me from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back? O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Our text immediately follows on the Old Testament lesson appointed for the baptism of our Lord. On Wednesday, we heard in the first verse of Isaiah chapter 43 these comforting words: "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." A few verses later, the Lord declares, "Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you, I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth, everyone who is called by my name." The Lord is bringing home his captive, dispersed children of Israel from their Babylonian captivity by the hand of Cyrus the Great of Persia. But in our text, our Lord talks to us also. "All the nations shall gather together, and the peoples assemble." That is, those who are not of the house of Jacob by genetics, but by the new birth that comes from above in the waters of holy baptism. We, like Israel before us, were people with eyes, yet did not see, until God in his grace gave us a washing in our own pool of Siloam and opened our eyes to see his salvation. We were people with ears, yet did not hear, until the Lord put the finger of his Holy Spirit into our ears by the proclamation of the gospel. And now by water and the word, God has made you his, placed upon you the honor of being called his name, placed upon your finger, as it were, the signet ring of the family. And he has made you his witnesses, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, as Peter says in his first epistle. That light that was revealed to the nations by the brightness of the star, that light proclaimed by the nations when the Magi came from the east to worship the Christ child and declared the birth of the King of the Jews. You are witnesses to the Lord, who declares and saves. That is who we all are in Christ, and that is especially who you seek to be in the churchly vocations you prepare to occupy through your studies and experiences here, or occupy now already. This you do not by your own reason and strength, any more than we can come to Jesus Christ our Lord and believing him by our own reason or strength. "I myself declared and saved and proclaimed," says the Lord. At the end of our text, the Lord says, "I am God. Also henceforth, I am he. There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back?" This word serves as a word of warning to those who seek a way contrary to what God declares. If the rulers of the world and the worldly wish to defy God and have things go differently than he has declared, well, they're simply not going to get their way. When God says that he alone is Lord and Savior, we dare not seek salvation any other way. We dare not attempt to add our works into the mix. We dare not think ourselves capable in any way to make ourselves honorable and righteous in his sight. That would be true blindness and deafness, especially after he has made us to see and hear his gracious and merciful work for our salvation accomplished in the cross by our Lord, his chosen servant, Jesus Christ. The world and its religions all think that other way. And while the world may think there is no God, or that death can deliver from his hand because this life is all there is and then we are no more, the Lord acts and who can turn it back? There is no one. Cyrus became the Lord's instrument to restore the people of Israel to the promised land. The Lord makes others his instruments in spite of themselves. But now to us who are called by his name, this is a word of comfort. God makes us his witnesses, despite our many shortcomings, indeed, even despite our sins. There is none of us worthy, except by God's gracious declaration in Christ through baptism and faith. And when he declares and acts and bestows upon us this honor, who can turn it back? There is no one. The world might be against us, but no one can turn back his gospel that we proclaim. You are witnesses to the Lord who declares and saves, both in fact, since he has recreated and reformed you, and in word and deed. That is what the Lord has declared you to be in your holy baptism, saving you from the darkness of your spiritual blindness, opening your ears to hear his holy absolution, and that is what he continues to make you as you live out your baptism in repentance and faith. Behold, we are servants of the Lord. Let it be to us according to his word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make us all who are baptized in his name faithful in their callings as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
God of all grace, out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, you have given us life and commanded us not to hurt or harm our neighbor in his body. Teach us to care for unborn children, whom you have created in your image. Grant your grace to any mother considering abortion, that by your word and spirit, they may live according to your will and have the courage to nurture and cherish their child. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.